You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
New benefits for child care providers began this month in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Child Care Bridge program began this month. It replaced Child Care Counts, the federally funded initiative that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers, but it expired at the end of June. Advocates had said if providers suddenly lost that money they had been getting for years, the industry would be pushed further into crisis. Already, costs are high, wages are low, wait lists are long, and profit margins are slim. On average, in Wisconsin, infant daycare costs more than tuition at UW-Madison. In one survey, a quarter of Wisconsin child care providers said without that extra funding from child care counts, they would probably close entirely. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature came up with a deal to create this bridge program. Providers have now gotten their first payments. They're getting about 87% of what they did under child care counts.
Folks, our workforce and economy can't afford more parents leaving their jobs because they can't afford childcare. In 2025, the year of the kid, ensuring we do what's best for Wisconsin kids and the folks and families who raise them is as important as ever.
Evers' office says this month, more than 3,000 child care providers got a total of $8.7 million. That means 126,000 kids across Wisconsin are benefiting from that extra money. The program will disperse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Two Western Wisconsin legislators are proposing a sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Under the proposal, the tax holiday would last for 3 days, from the first Friday in August to the following Sunday. These days, the average family is expected to spend almost $150 per student on school supplies alone, just the kind of things that they bring to the classroom and use for their homework. That doesn't count things like new shoes and clothes. If passed, sales tax would be eliminated that first weekend in August on school supplies that cost $100 per item and clothes under $150 per item. It would not apply to things like sports equipment, makeup, or jewelry. The bills will be introduced by State Representative Jenna Jacobson of Oregon and State Senator Brad Paff of Onalaska.
17 states already have sales tax holidays for back to school, including Ruby Red, Texas, our neighbors in Iowa, as well as Blue, Massachusetts. This can be done. It should be done in a bipartisan basis.
The biggest question, will they get any Republicans to sign on?
It is a step in the direction of lowering costs across this district and across our state. They may talk a big game, but as we see when it comes to caring about our bottom line, when time comes to act on these issues, they tend to roll over and focus just on their donors and the wealthiest among us, the special interests who are holding their purse strings.
The bill is circulating for co-sponsorship and is expected to be introduced just before Labor Day. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. High school football is back, and this season features a number of big changes. The playoff qualification system was overhauled in the offseason. The new metric awards points for victories, with wins over more successful teams counting for more points towards the postseason. The new system also puts teams into predetermined divisions, a change from nearly 50 years of the former practice. Another rule change aligned the start dates for both 11 and 8 player football to begin competition on August 21st or 22nd. Today is the last warm, humid day for a while in west central Wisconsin. Highs today will top out around 80 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. There's a chance of showers and storms this afternoon into the evening. Once those storms pass through, humidity levels will drop off and our high temperatures will fall to around 70 degrees for Saturday. Highs early next week will stay in the upper 60s to low 70s before warming back up towards the end of next week. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a weekend series tonight in Milwaukee against the Giants. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 4-1 win over the Cubs at Wrigley to snap a three-game losing streak. Bryce Tarang with a two-run homer to get things started.
You don't want to lose, but we know what this team is capable of doing. There was no panic. What happened yesterday and the day before that doesn't matter. Nobody really thought much of it. Obviously, you don't want to lose games, but you move on and you go out there and compete the next day. We're in a good spot. The team plays hard, and we want to win every game that we can.
NFL at the Packers training camp. A fight during joint practices with the Seahawks. Actually, three fights. One after practice. It started with a Seahawks player interfering with the Packers huddle.
Like, it's already disrespectful that they're in our huddle, and then somebody gets hit while we're in the huddle. You know, got to have some pride.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Summer is winding down, but there are still lots of activities in Milwaukee you can take advantage of before school starts and the weather changes. Check out Summer Night Movies in Veterans Park on Saturday nights. The movies are free and the popcorn is only a buck. If you're feeling a Latin vibe, check out Mexican Fiesta 2025 on Milwaukee's lakefront this weekend. The festival offers great food, music, and mariachi. And if you just want to mosey around outside, check out the annual 38th Street Block Party. The event starts at 12 p.m. Saturday, August 23rd. And offers free food, games, great music, and good Milwaukee summer vibes. And finally, if you haven't been to a Brewers game yet this summer, this would be a great weekend for fun at the old ballpark. Friday night, August 22nd, is Stranger Things night. The crew will be giving away Stranger Things-themed Brewer ball caps. And Sunday, August 24th, the Brewers are holding a Euchre celebration of life in honor of the legendary Bob Euchre. Enjoy these last few summer weekends, folks. Week 34 of the box office calendar is upon us, and there are three films opening in wide release. Honey Don't pairs director Ethan Coen with Margaret Qualley. The two collaborated on Driveaway Dolls and now team up to tell the story of a small-town PI in this comedy crime drama. The film also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans, but it's pulling a less than 50% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Fantasy action movie Nuza opens this weekend and has rave reviews behind it. The follow-up to the original from writer-director Yu Yang is pulling an almost 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. If neither of those are your cup of tea, check out Relay, a mystery thriller starring Riz Ahmed and Lily James. Reviews so far are really good, as it is pulling an 85% fresh rating. You could also have Leftovers weekend and check out all the blockbusters still in theaters. Let's go to the movies. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. And in other September 5th movie release news, Highest to Lowest will also be available to stream at home on said date. The thriller, starring Denzel Washington and directed by Spike Lee, is currently in theaters in pseudo-wide release, but hard to find in Wisconsin. Highest to Lowest tells the story of a music producer who becomes the target of a ransom plot. Still not sure why the film is not more available theatrically with such a big star and famous director, but you can check it out in just a couple weeks on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, highs near 80 degrees, slight chance of an afternoon storm, perhaps a storm tonight, then mostly clear, a low around 59. Sunny for Saturday with a high near 72 and a little bit breezy. For Saturday night, clear skies and a low of 52.
Currently 69 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.